RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everybody, from the affiliates that feed us to food talk is the transition we'll make for the G Block. We're about to travel the world from your own kitchen, so get ready for a delicious recipe. And to set the table, well, we're sponsored by Seaborn.
If you want to put an exclamation point on your travels in a once-in-a-lifetime way, how about taking a world cruise with our friends at Seaborn? There is still some availability left to book a 2026 or 2027 world cruise. Think about how a 145-day world cruise to 67 destinations and 19 countries in Australia and the South Pacific will change you. Or there's a slightly shorter option of 126 days visiting 61 destinations and 15 countries. These cruises depart from Miami and return to Long Beach in California, and they're going to deliver a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, they certainly will. If you'd prefer something now or maybe in early 2026, well, Seaborn has just extended their A Sail to Remember offer through July 9th. That's delivering an extra 15% in savings on select cruises. Go check them out at Seaborn.com and tell them Robert and Mary sent you, or you can find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment is taking us to Chicago and Orlando, where Chef Art Smith owns Blue Door Kitchen and Reunion in the Windy City and Homecoming Florida Kitchen in Disney Springs, as well as overseeing restaurants in several other U.S. cities. The two-time James Beard Award-winning chef has cooked for celebrities and governors. He's involved in charity initiatives around food education for kids, among others, and he joins us now via the show hotline.
Well, he does indeed. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Chef Art.
Thank you very much.
Great having you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, I think certainly any important meal usually involves a blessing. So I'm going to start us off with some religion today in this fashion. We saw you were invited to the Vatican for Pope Leo's ceremonies when he began his papacy. So I want to know, how did that happen, and did you cook for him?
I sure did. How it happened was I wrote a book called Back to the Table that was a New York Times bestseller, and Barbara Bush, the late Barbara Bush, selected it for the celebration of reading here in Florida, and they sent in a guest, three guests, and I was doing a pop-up at one of my restaurants in Chicago at Table 52, and there was a priest with them, and then the priest and I became friendly, and out throughout our years of our friendship, he said to me, he goes, like, I'm doing something for Pope Francis. I said, oh, that's cool. And then he said, I've been appointed to work with a dream project of his called Laudato Si. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, that's great. And then about 3 months ago, it's all it's been, I was asked to work with them on a project with food for the Laudato Si and for the Vatican. And so Hector Guerrero, my chef, and I flew out in March, and we served the Vatican cabinet, and we kept getting these kind of smoke signals that you never know, you might be serving the future pope. And I was out there, and then one of my associates said, come meet the Canadian cardinal. And I went over there to meet the cardinal, and very nice, and we chatted. And there, I kind of reached over this other cardinal, and not knowing who it was, and then he looked at me and goes, like, I'm from Chicago, too. I said, are you? And I said, he said, yes. He said, I live in Hyde Park. He said, I lived in Hyde Park, too. Well, it was, of course,
oh,
the Pope.
Wow.
And
oh, my gosh.
So he was really lovely, and he loves our biscuits, loves them.
Are these the goat cheese biscuits?
Yes. The biscuits, like we have at Homecoming, it's the same recipe. Mm-hmm. We just use different cheese. Like, some people don't like goat cheese.
Right.
But, like, in our Homecoming biscuits, we use cream cheese and cheddar cheese. And we do them in cheddar. We do them all different ways. But the original ones that I started 20 years ago are made with goat cheese. So anyway, they requested fried chicken biscuits, hummingbird cake, all those standard classic fare that we've been
loving this
years. And then, you know, then we were called to come to the inauguration. And I said, well, let's do something. So we threw a brunch at Castel Gandolfo, the Papal Palace, and they said, can you invite some people for us? So I called Oprah up, and Oprah came, and then I called Gail, and who else? And then Marie Shriver, And this is unbelievable.
You know, it's so interesting. I want to get to this other recipe, which actually I feel like these biscuits are going to go with the recipe that you brought for our listeners today.
Well, they're served with it.
Yeah. Okay. So perfect. And just so for our listeners, so you did cook. You were Oprah's personal chef for almost a decade. So I just think what an honor. And you've cooked for royalty. You've cooked for celebrities. You've cooked for those of us who've enjoyed your restaurants. But what an honor to cook for the Pope.
You know, I always say, people say, how do they? I said, well, fried chicken. But I said, well, you know, the reality is they know I won't poison them. So.
Right. Oh, my goodness. All right.
The king always had a taster. Yeah. But, you know, it's been a really wonderful voyage. And then next week I'm cooking for Lady Gaga's family, and we're doing some stuff with that. That's another thing. It's always something going on. And it's not that I'm pushing chicken, but they always ask for it. And if I don't have it, they look for it. But
you're going to help us right now because with July 4th coming later this week, this is a recipe a lot of people can make and they'll enjoy. So if any of you listening are
lucky enough to go visit one of Chef Art's restaurants, do that because you'll get the fried chicken there. But so the recipe, so since you're in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, we do ask top chefs to bring a recipe onto our radio network here that people can easily make at home. And shrimp and grits, I think, is pretty easy, although you have some interesting Cajun spices in yours, which is great. So go ahead and give us a few highlights of this recipe for everyone.
Well, shrimp and grits has been around a long time, particularly in the coastal regions of the South. And this, my version, is made with Florida wild shrimp, and not pond raised, but Florida wild shrimp. And it's served with Bradley General Store. And I've been serving those since forever, and since I lived in Tallahassee, was the governor of Florida. And so the grits, I'm telling you, do not... All grits are not the same, okay? Mm-hmm. And what we did was this. What's interesting about this dish is that most dishes that I serve, there's a story behind them. And when Barbara Bush selected my book, the one that eventually turned into me getting invited to cook for the Pope, et cetera, I made her that dish, shrimp and grits, and for a lunch there for the celebration reading. Mm-hmm. And the dish, I have two remarkable chefs. Both Mexican Americans, and they created almost this, I would say it's a tomatoes gravy, but it's almost like a salsa because it has peppers and things. It's not like a typical Southern gravy. Mm. So it's very full body.
Well, and you're using the tasso ham in there too, which also I think adds
some. You know, country ham, that's something I learned from the great Edna Lewis. She would, it's a saltier ham, and it was always used instead of bacon to kind of flavor.
Yeah.
And you don't have to use tasso ham. You can use turkey bacon too. And, but you want to get that flavor in there. And, you know, it's a simple, really simple. I mean, if you know how to make gravy, you can make tomato gravy. Because simply all you do is you put your Holy Trinity. And what is that? That is onions, bell peppers, garlic, celery. And then we add a little chili peppers in there. Okay. And we saute those in the oil of the tasso ham. And then what we do is once that gets nice and all the flavors are talking to each other, we add a little flour to it, which acts as a thickener, and we cook that a little bit. And then we add some really nice Florida tomatoes that have been peeled and strained, and we put that in there, and then that thickens up. And then on the side, what we've done is we make like our own, it's almost like a spice rub, but basically what it is, it's garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, a little cayenne pepper. And then what we do is we toss the shrimp in that, let them sit a little to get some flavor.
Yes,
you can add a little salt. Now, remember, with seafood, it's high in sodium anyway, so you need to adjust the seasoning. Mm-hmm. And we saute those in a hot skillet. And then what we do is we take that. We have our grits cooked on the side. Now, remember, when cooking artisan grits, when you can get these, you can get them online, you have to cook them slow and very at low heat, because they are a larger grain and not as much as processed, but that's what you want. And we just serve the grits on the plate, and you can add a little butter if you want to in the grits and with our sauce. And then we add the sauteed shrimp on there. We also add a little chive oil. That's a little fancy stuff.
Well, I want to let folks know, I mean, Chef,
I'm ready to find them, cook them.
I want folks out there to go and make these for the upcoming July 4th
Chef
holiday. Let us know about it. We'll share with you some of the reaction we get from our show fans, but I want to give folks your website as well, because we're running out of time, unfortunately.
Right.
They can follow you on your social channels, everything that you're doing, certainly, but also just chefartsmith.com takes you to the website. You can link over to everything. And now...
Yes, and you can go to reunion.com, too.
Reunion.com.
Homecoming.com. I always get my children's names mixed up.
Well, listen, you have now set the table for many people around the country today. Chef Art, very nice to talk to you today. We thank you for a little bit of your time.
And thank you. And go online. If you put Chef Art Shrimp and Grits or the biscuits, they're all online, and they'll have a recipe they can look at.
Well, you just did.
Just remember, nothing tastes good without love in it, okay?
Amen to that. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the weekend, Take care now.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right, Merrick, well, there goes Chef Art. And by the way, as we learned, most of our southern affiliates know this. All grits are not the same.
That's right. Coarse grits. Yep.
Coarse grits. Folks, coming up next, Rudy's going to reconnect from his home studio in Minnesota. Then Mary and I will answer emails and give you a shot of BBB in the J Block. Three more segments to go, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.